Howdy from space, everybody. It's the Starfinder team here. I am your captain, Jenny Jarzabski, Starfinder's creative manager.
Hello, I'm Lieutenant Commander, Senior Developer Mike Kimmel, here to tackle any mission the captain throws my way.
Hi, I'm Jessica Catalan, Senior Developer, charting a course through space as Navigator of the Starfinder Society.
I'm your Magic Officer, Dustin Knight, Starfinder Designer, anchoring our realities.
And I'm the newest member of this crew trying to fix the engines, but we should be good to go now. Hi, I'm Aras Yazgan. I'm the new designer for the Starfighter team.
All right. For those of you that were stuck out in the drift during Gen Con, we've got you covered. We're here to give you an announcement about everything you've missed. We've got some books and goodies available for you right now, plus more on the way. First of all, I need to tell you about some really, really exciting developments. Starfinder is getting its own video game. Yeah, that's right. Something we've all been wishing for a long time. Starfinder Afterlight is coming out. Take a look at that gorgeous art. Paizo has partnered with Epic Tellers to come up with this awesome video game that will be kickstarting soon. So keep an eye out on paizo.com to get news about that. Very exciting. And speaking of video games, we also have a collaboration that coming out with Digital Extremes, producers of the popular free-to-play online game Warframe. Yeah, that's right. You heard that right. Starfinder X Warframe Operation Arius is coming out very soon. Actually, attendees at Gen Con got to play a little preview of it as a demo. But don't worry, you will soon too. It's coming in October. You'll get to play as one of four unique protoframes on a rescue mission for the Lotus. So basically, you'll play through a Warframe mission using Starfinder rules at a table with your friends, which is pretty, pretty cool. So keep an eye out for that. TennoCon was the official announcement. At Gen Con, we gave you a taste of it. And October, you're going to be able to get that PDF for $8.99, as well as check out some awesome members of the Digital Extremes crew and some community folks running that game for one of their live streams. So keep an eye out for all the announcements there. But we do have some more physical products manifest all ready for you to get your grubby little paws on. So Dustin, why don't you tell us about that?
Great. Well, first off, if you want to play Starfinder, you're going to need the Player Core. This beautiful book comes with 6 core classes, 7 archetypes, 10 ancestries, versatile heritages, items, spells, feats, and everything else you need to play Starfinder 2E, and is fully compatible with Pathfinder 2nd Edition.
That's right. You can play Solarians on Galarian if you want, as long as your GM is okay with that. And you know, if you're the GM, you can do whatever you want. So this book has all the player-facing rules covered for you, like Dustin said. And of course, you can drop those into your fantasy game as well. Very, very exciting.
We also have Murder in Metal City, a deluxe adventure for level 1 Starfinder characters. It is a box set that contains everything you need to run a murder mystery on the world of Abalon, the machine world, a planet of machines and high technology and strange aliens. This box set has GM tools, investigation handouts, 6 pre-generated characters, battle maps, tokens, and much more. Everything you need for a deluxe adventure experience.
Dustin, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I just can't. I'm so excited. I can't wait for Murder in Metal City. It looks incredible.
Oh, I also have to tell you about Murder in Metal City. Okay, so first of all, I did write it. I wrote Murder in Metal City. Mike developed it. He also wrote all of the really cool GM resources and the pre-generated characters that are in that box. It is a really cool, sturdy little box, too, and it actually does fit our combat tracker that is coming out. I think our GM stream will fit in there, and it fits our player core. Yes, like you actually can fit the adventure book and the player core in it. So you have like a little carry case / standee for your shelf, which is pretty sweet.
It's a null space chamber.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. Yeah. And if you're curious about the content of Murder in Metal City, if you check out paizo.com, or our YouTube channel, we've got a live play demo of me GMing a party of wild and wacky characters, actually a combination of our iconic Starfinder characters and the pre-made characters that you can play in Murder in Metal City for kind of a bonus adventure. So it's not any spoilers, but essentially I run them through a little fun time in a casino that you do get to visit in the game. Without spoiling the plot, it'll give you a taste of what you can expect with a space noir adventure on the planet of robots. Pretty cool stuff.
And if you want a fully immersive Murder in Metal City experience with all the accessories, you could check out the real life Infinity Deck straight from the adventure. The Infinity Deck's a deck of 65 high quality cards with holographic foiling made up of 10 numbered cards and 5 suits capable of playing an infinite number of games. The deck itself comes with 4 different games and can be purchased by your players at the Starfinder Player Corps to play games between sessions in character or to use as ammunition in your card slinger.
They're gorgeous cards. If you just want Starfinder themed playing cards for any game that you know, like an Earth game, they're perfect. The rules tell you how to play. I think it's 4 new games, but I heard it from a little Anasite drone, actually, like, you know, my crew and myself, that we're putting Infinity Deck games into some of our books and products. So if you grab this, this little accessory is kind of like a real piece of lore from the game, like Dustin said, but you can actually use it to do things like resolve initiative, social encounters, gambling encounters, or just play when you have a player who's like, you know, flaking out on a session or has to miss for good reason. So definitely don't miss the Infinity Deck.
Or to shoot enemies in the face.
Of course.
Oh, and well, right now out is the Era of the Eclipse. This is a Starfinder book. Not the rules kind, but the fiction kind. In this book, follow Chick Chick and Day as they retrace the steps of a group of intrepid denizens of Absalom Station. Speaking of murders in metal cities, right as everyone in the galaxy has lost all memory of their lives before that morning, the android Tyrcell and the cohorts they gain along the way gather their bearings on the morning after the gap, as more opportunistic elements on the station use this moment to try and seize control. Don't miss this thrilling and witty adventure with twists and turns by Hugo Award-winning Tim Pratt, incredible author, shedding light on this mysterious era of the Starfinder universe. It's available now on Audible and Apple Books for those of you who would like to read it as an audiobook, and in most friendly local game stores or directly on paizo.com.
Definitely don't want to miss it. We've never really revealed anything about the gap before, except that one time. Wait, what was I talking about? Anyway, you don't want to miss this book.
Well, the gap is all about... And then... And that's how it happened, right?
Yeah, that's totally... Yeah, you're right. I think we lost audio there for a second. I'm so sorry. I'm sure...
Oh, well, but everyone knows what happened, so we don't need to...
We don't have to recap it. Hey, I'm sure that the people watching live or heard it. Wait, this is recorded. Oh, is it lost forever to the gap?
What were you talking about?
I don't know. Where were we? Jessica, did you want to talk about Starfinder Society?
Always.
Starfinder
Society for Starfinder 2nd Edition launched at Gen Con and is soon to hit gaming tables near you. Starfinder Society scenarios are short 2 to 3 hour adventures played at conventions, gaming stores, and private tables all over the world through the Starfinder Society organized play program. So make a character and get in the game. For more information, you can visit StarfinderSociety.club, and to download these adventures, you can visit paizo.com. Dive into our metaplot storyline, Invasion's Edge, to explore a mysterious crashed starship called the Wreck of the Returned and prevent an impending alien invasion. You can download the free Invasion's Edge Player's Guide right now on paizo.com, or hop right into the game by playing Starfinder Society scenario number 10, Collision's Wake, and number 11, Invasion's Edge. We also have 3 standalone adventures releasing this August, with 2 more brand new adventures every month afterward. explore ancient ruins and interact with alien wildlife in Starfinder Society Scenario Number 1. 2, Mystery of the Frozen Moon. Rescue scientists from dangerous raiders in Starfinder Society Scenario Number 1. 3, Disaster at Dreamlink Labs. And embrace your inner superstar as you compete in a live-streamed relay race across Absalom Station for fame and glory in Starfinder Society Scenario Number 1. 4, The Great Absalom Relay. Welcome, everyone, to Starfinder Society.
And we have many more products coming soon, such as the Starfinder GM Core. The GM Core is everything you need to run a Starfinder campaign. Subsystems like cinematic starship combat, vehicles, dynamic hacking, advice for building encounters, hazards, creatures, and more. Make sure to pick it up and check out sections like Anachronistic Adventures that gives you guidelines for using Pathfinder content in Starfinder and vice versa, and our expanded space rules with additional guidelines for playing in zero gravity in the vacuum of space. So even if you already have Pathfinder GM Core, you will not want to miss this book as there's a ton of great, great content you could use in your game.
Yeah, so we have a player rule book coming out. We have extra GM rules coming. We've got a novel. We've got a bunch of cool accessories that we'll talk a little bit more about later. But we're not done. We also have a book of creatures to get you started. So, Mike, why don't you tell us more about that?
It's not just any creatures, Jenny. It's aliens. Alien Core for Starfinder has over 200 creature stat blocks for the Starfinder role-playing game that also, like our other Starfinder 2nd Edition rules, are completely compatible with Pathfinder 2nd Edition. So you can pick up Alien Core to fill your Starfinder or Pathfinder games with science fantasy favorites like robots, spacefaring fae, all new dragons, spider-like creatures, plant-like predators, and all sorts of unique monsters that threaten the galaxy of Starfinder. You've got classic creatures, new creatures, all kinds of exciting things in Alien Core, and I can't wait for that book to come out in November.
That's right. One of my favorite things in there, in addition to everything Mike said, there's some really wild stuff like undead celebrities that cling to their fame and try to influence others to become their fans. There's war machines created by strange alien creatures and utilized by many factions within the Pact Worlds. Just a few, just to name a few. But we know we've got you those aliens coming in November, but we also need more adventures. So you've got something to play after you've played Murder in Metal City. So coming out in October, just in time for Halloween, we have Guilt of the Grave World. This is a Halloween adventure, kind of unintentionally, for characters level 1 to 5, where you'll investigate some lost secrets on Eox. That is the Pact World planet ruled by undead, hence the name Grave World. And you get to meet the infamous undead celebrity, Zo, who most of you have probably heard of by now. And if not, where have you been? It's time to meet Zo, and it's time to find out all the lost dark secrets that these bone sages that rule this planet have been trying to hide for eons. I mean, it, you know, just the day in a life of a Starfinder Society agent or anyone in a faction in the galaxy. So keep an eye out for that. That's coming out. We've also got, as I mentioned before, really cool accessories coming. Please look out for the player character folio. That's kind of a deluxe character sheet for those of you playing and tracking in person. There's also a combat tracker. That thing is also super useful for in-person games or online games if you prefer to mix analog. We've got a GM screen coming out,
which includes a counteract chart.
Yeah. That's pretty useful for Pathfinder GMs too, right?
Yes, very.
Also, sweet Starfinder art and other Starfinder reference tables. And we've got more accessories coming out soon as well. So please keep an eye out at your friendly local game store or paizo.com for all the goodies we've got coming to you. All right, everybody, that's it for today's transmission. You can buy these products on paizo.com or at your friendly local gaming store, and we'll see you out there.
Wait, Captain! There's something out there.
Well, what is it?
I'm scanning now, Captain. By the all code. Captain, it's a transmission from the Admiral.
From the Admiral?
Oh. heaving pulley. Open a channel!
Roger that. Look busy, everyone!
Throw it on the screen!
Crackle, crackle, I'm in, I'm taking over, I'm hacking in. Hi, everyone. It's Thurston Hillman here, associate publisher for Paizo, former creative director for Starfinder. Starfinder has a fond place in my heart. If you're listening to us from Gen Con or around after the fact, I hope you've all had a chance to pick up the lovely Player Core. Look at this amazing book. I, being the associate publisher, get some things in advance. I hope you'll also look forward to GM Core. It's coming soon. And then certainly we have Alien Core on the way. Very exciting times. I've had to hijack the broadcast from the Starfinder team to talk about just a few things, so bear with me here. As someone now in a more managerial role at the company, I get to review things, see, and I realized we didn't give you enough spoilers, so I've had to come in here and provide some spoilers. First of all, look at this. You know, like, this dragon's pretty cool, right? Like, oh, look at that. Kent Hamilton, our concept artist, who, by the way, was just like, hey, instead of being the concept artist, could I just also be the main artist for the covers for the core rule books? And we were like, yes, Kent, yes, you can. This is the Akashic Dragon. You're going to find out more about the Akashic Dragon in Alien Core coming out. But also, we now have miniatures. So here you can see the Akashic Dragon miniature. We'll get better pictures of this lovely gentleman online. The Akashic Dragon, this is a nice huge based mini, is one of the minis that's come from our new partnership with Titan Forge and the folks at My Mini Factory. We're really excited to get into the 3D printed miniature space. You're going to find a whole bunch of minis available right now, in fact, over on My Mini Factory and via Titan Forge, whether that be STLs for you to print at home. This dragon I printed it at home. Isn't that so cool? The future is here, as well as print-on-demand services from Titan Forge. We're really excited about this partnership. Not only do we have Pathfinder minis for our Battle of Hell Knight Hill event going on at Gen Con, we also have Starfinder Iconics, both our core Iconics plus a bonus mini, and then our Murder in Metal City pregen, so you can have minis for Murder in Metal City as well. So that's a whole whack. I think we have 15 Starfinder minis just to launch. There's going to be more in the future. We are so excited as a miniatures fan. But I get it. I get it. A lot of your tabletop role players. Miniatures are cool, but they're the secondary thing. Thurston, where are the books? We want the books. You are not talking about the books. Tell us about the books. So let's dive in and talk about the books. I'm gonna have my amazing tech person, Rue, behind the scenes, pull up this cool image right now. The magic of technology means it's popping up. Bam, there it is. This is the cover for an unannounced book that will be coming in 2026. You will see there are four ancestries on the cover. Some of them are fan favorites. Some of them are classics. Some of them are Pathfinder. Some of them are new. It's kind of an interesting little mix. We see the Izzelgun and the Bantrid, things that don't have Starfinder playable stats. Maybe they will. The Kasatha, that's something that's in the core rulebook. Why would we put them on a cover of something unless we had maybe more content for them? Oh, and goblins. Aren't goblins like a Pathfinder core ancestry? Wouldn't it be neat if we took Pathfinder core ancestries and did some stuff with them in space? We're gonna talk a lot more about this product in the future. You can see this amazing art by Mirko Paganesi, one of our artists who does a lot of the amazing cover art for Starfinder products as well. When Kent doesn't do it, we call on Mirko, who is amazing. I'm very excited about this. Izzelgoons and Bantrids, for example, are some of my favorite ancestries, especially because the Izzelgoon came from Star. Finder Society, and that is a place in my heart. But that's gonna be a little rule book. We'll talk more about that in the future. Haha, see what I did? Bad pun. All right. But adventures. We're talking about adventures. I can't spill everything, but we do have another cover art piece. Here you can see our soldier of Ozziah battling against there's some weird threats and robots, and I don't know, are those like weird exoplanar entities and Zemirs there? Don't worry, Beyond our already announced Murder in Metal City, Guilt of the Grave World, we have a plethora of adventure content coming in the future. We're really excited to share more of it. I know the team has already talked about some of the fun things we're doing, like our collaboration with Warframe. We are excited to get more content out there in the Starfinder setting and beyond. This is going to be the build-up to some great stuff. We'll talk more about it in the future, but I did want to make sure I came in and spoiled things, because now that I'm associate publisher, the only person who can stop me is Eric. Eric Mona, and he's not around. So enjoy. Have a great Gen Con if you're listening to this at Gen Con, but I think some of you are listening to it after, so I hope you had a great Gen Con. Have a great time. Thank you, everybody. Back to the Starfinders.
All right, everybody. That's excellent news. Full speed ahead on the Starfinder 2 launch crew. See you out there.
The drift engine's all powered up, and we're going into the drift, and space is stretching.
Oh, yeah.